Hello. Thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's as we study through the Old Testament. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Pastor William Farina.
Hi, this is Danielle Hodson. Thanks for joining us. This week, we are still in Jeremiah, and we are focusing on Jeremiah 12 to 29. And today, we're going to focus right in on chapter 29. It's a very popular scripture in this chapter, but we're going to look at a different part of it to start with. So sure. If you remember from what we talked about last week, if you listened, if you didn't, what's happening with the people of God is they were taken into captivity out of Israel and Judah. Like, they had been living in the promised land, the land that God had promised to them. And then the Babylonians came, captured Jerusalem, and took most of the people into Babylon. And that's where we have those stories of Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and all of those guys. That's how they got there. That's how they were not at home. And so Jeremiah was not in Babylon with them, but writing them letters. And so he's writing letters to the people that are in captivity.
Yeah, it's an important chapter because they're living in a strange land.
Yeah.
And I use that terminology because if you go back in the Psalms or Psalm 137 talks about the fact that people hung their harps on a tree and they said, how can we sing? We're in a strange land. Mm-hmm. And they were living in a strange place at a strange time with all uncertainty. And in the midst of that, they needed to know how to live. They needed to know how to succeed. They needed to know how to not just survive, but to thrive under difficult and adverse situations. And that's what the letters that Jeremiah wrote and the principles he shared with them were all about. And boy, we can relate to that. We're living in a strange time right now.
Yeah.
We're living in a strange land. And I don't say that, you know, geographically. I say that in the bigger picture. We're living in uncertain times. We're living in unrest and difficulty physically, financially, politically, racially, culturally, spiritually. The church world is struggling. The world around us, we're living as Christians and as believers in a strange culture and climate, and it doesn't seem to match and it doesn't seem to line up, and we can be frustrated and angry and fearful and all of those things. And how do we live? How do we navigate through that? How do we succeed? And that's what this chapter 29 is so powerful. Jeremiah sends them letters and gives them principles on how to succeed in this strange land, this strange time, and this strange place. And I, as we look at them, I believe they will be hopefully challenging to us, but encouraging to us.
Yeah, I think because that was still their life. That was the life that they had. Those were the days they had. That was the day the Lord had made, whether it was at home and things were perfect or whether they were in captivity in Babylon. So no matter where we are, we don't want to just say, I'm only going to live fully when this happens, right?
Yeah,
is the day we have.
Yeah, we can disengage from life. We can disconnect from life. We can just say, I don't want to deal with it. We could say, I'm going off the grid and just go and just say, I'm going to go run away somewhere. Or we can deal with what we've been dealt. Look, nobody likes sometimes the seasons and times and places that we go through in life, but how are we going to handle it? We want to respond the right way so that we make the best of what the circumstance is. Yeah. And that's what he was saying. Listen, you're in captivity. I know it's hard. You're going to be there a while. And it doesn't look like any easy answers. It's not going to change really fast.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at our world right now. It doesn't look like it's going to change very fast.
Right.
It doesn't look like it's going counterculture. But what are we going to do about it?
Right.
Are we just gonna give up? Are we gonna disengage? Are we gonna disconnect? Are we gonna ask God for how we can do this? And here's the beauty. If you look throughout Scripture, God's people succeeded in a strange land. Mm-hmm. Moses was in Egypt,
right,
and he succeeded, and he became a thing. Here we see Nehemiah had to go to a strange land and rebuild the walls, and we see Daniel was in a strange land in Babylon,
Esther,
and he rose to become the vice president of the land, and God blessed him, and with excellence he served and led. And here we see now in Jeremiah, they're in a strange land. They're in captivity. Okay, what are we going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what God says in his word.
Yeah, and I remember the first time I heard this passage, or that I remember hearing it, I was surprised. So this is chapter 29, verses 4 to 7. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there and do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile.
I tell you what, when they read that, I got to believe their first reaction was, well, wait a minute.
Oh, right.
I'm not digging in. I'm not planting gardens. I'm not getting married here. I'm not raising kids in this environment. I'm not going to pray for the peace of this city. I'm not going to pray for my country. I'm not going to pray for these leaders that have brought us into captivity. Whoa. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm not planning on being here. I'm not planning on staying here. This is not where I want to be. And yet, if you take a second look and you pause and you think, wait a minute, that's, instead of building on the problem, how about we decide we're going to be part of the solution and we're going to change. We may not change the captivity or change where we are or change, but we can change who we are and what we do, and we can still succeed in the middle of this.
Right.
And that's what those principles are.
Yeah, that's so good, because we're the people of God no matter where we are. We're his children, and we can flourish as long as we have him, right? And we have his word. And so I think it's just so fascinating to me. The sermon, I remember where I was. I was at 14 in John R. by Oakland Mall listening to the sermon, and it was called Bloom in Your Babylon on the radio. I heard it, and I just was floored when I heard this the first time. And I thought, oh God, no matter what hard things we're going through, you're saying, yeah, just, you need to live life. You need to be fruitful. You need to love and pray and serve, even if it's hard, even if it's not where you want to be.
Right. That the message I've done before is how to succeed in a strange land.
Yeah.
And that's this. And notice there are seven principles there. Everybody loves verse 11.
Right.
Read verse 11. This is a great verse.
Yeah.
But without these other verses and without following these other principles, this verse doesn't really produce the result we want.
Right. Yeah. And this is just a couple of sentences after what I just read. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord.
So if we'll do the other things that you read first, plant gardens and marry and have children and pray for the peace of the city and all those other, if you do all that, then God's plan will prosper you and give you a future. Then we'll call on him and he'll answer us. So it's conditional that the plans don't just work out automatically. We have to cooperate with God and follow these principles.
Mm-hmm.
And in that list that you read, there are seven things. I'll just name them really quickly. It's first of all, build houses. Secondly, dwell in them. Thirdly, plant gardens. Four, eat the fruit. Five, it says, seek and pray for the peace of the city. Six, don't be, I missed one, marry and have children. Then it's pray for the peace. And then don't be deceived by false prophets. So there are seven things in there that we're to do. And I love the fact that what he's saying to them is be a builder.
Don't be,
it's easy to be in that situation and say, I'm not going to build anything. I'm going to be a contrarian and I'm going to be a wrecking ball. I mean, are we going to be a bricklayer or a wrecking ball? we're living in a world right now. What are we going to do? Are we going to tear it down or are we going to build it up?
Mm-hmm.
Then he talks about being a dweller. Are we going to pull up roots or are we going to plant dwell there, to say, look, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm going to do. Are we going to plant gardens? Are we going to tear things up? Are we going to eat the fruit? Are we going to enjoy? Mm-hmm. You know, we could still enjoy even in a strange land.
Right.
Eat the fruit, stop and smell the roses and see the good things that are there as well as the bad things.
Right.
And then be a multiplier. Marry, have children, multiply, don't be fruitful. Don't just sit back and take it, but begin to invest in good things and then be a peacemaker. Don't be a troublemaker,
yeah.
Be a peacemaker.
So
and then be a discerner, listen to the right voices.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get swayed by the wrong voices and all the noise. And, you know, today everybody's got a platform.
Oh, so
everybody's got
noise.
A podcast,
yeah.
And we do. And everyone's got this content. Everybody's
right.
got this social media thing. Don't listen to every voice. Listen to the voice of God and the things that are true. Be a discerner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, in a strange land, you have to discern between what's good and not,
yeah.
And make sure you focus on the right thing. So those are some important principles. And if we'll do those things, God will cause us to prosper in a strange land, and we will have hope in the future. So wherever you're at, maybe you're in a personal strange land.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in a physical captivity. You're going through some physical challenges, or maybe you're going through financial captivity, or maybe you're going through a mental or emotional season with stress and fear, and maybe you're going through a spiritual time. And certainly our country and our world right now is in a strange land. And here's the thing, how are we going to respond to that? What are we going to do? Are we going to give up? Are we going to turn? No, let's be part of the solution. Let's be discerning of what's right and wrong. Let's plant. Let's build. Let's sow good seed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's produce good fruit. Let's enjoy what we can. Let's make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to succeed and will help us to succeed.
Yeah, I feel like when I read this passage, Pastor, it just hope soars in my heart, because I feel like what the Lord is saying is, it doesn't have to be your circumstances for there to be joy, for there to be hope, to live your life, to serve the Lord, look to him and seek his face. And then there will be goodness there for
yeah,
us.
In this captivity and in life, we have a choice.
Yeah.
Are we going to be a victim or a victor?
Yeah.
And what he was telling them, Jeremiah was saying, don't be a victim and become a victor. And how do you become a victor? You turn the table and you do what God has called you to do and what God wants you to do,
yeah.
And God will cause you to succeed.
Yeah.
So today, whatever we're going through, I'm talking to myself today,
yeah.
As well. Let's take God's word. Start taking a look at those mm-hmm. things and be a builder, be a dweller, be a planter, be an enjoyer, be a multiplier, be a peacemaker, be a discerner,
mm-hmm.
And let's trust God's plan
yeah.
for the future. And let's trust that we do still have a future. There is still hope in the middle of all of the craziness that's going on in our world.
Yeah. One last thing before we pray. Something that just occurred to me is these people were here in captivity. Jeremiah had warned them and warned them and warned them. You need to stop sinning. You need to return to the Lord. And they didn't. And so they were taken into captivity and still in that. Like, so even if we are in a situation because we kept choosing foolishly, which we've all done that, right? Even if the situation we're in was by our own doing to a certain degree, the Lord even then is still offering us hope. And he's so good and he's so faithful to us.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you care about us in every circumstance of life. And even when we're in captivity, and even when we're in a strange land, and even when we're facing a strange time in a strange place, you have a plan. And if we trust you and if we will follow your principles, you will cause us to succeed even in a strange land. And Lord, I thank you that there is hope today for that person out there that's just ready to throw in the towel and has had enough and is just ready to give up and give up on life and give up on this world and give up on you. I pray in Jesus' name that you would let your word resonate in their spirit today, that there is hope and a future if we'll trust you and trust your plan. So Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're doing in our lives and what you're going to do. Help us to succeed. Help us not to wallow, not to be victims, but to win and be victorious through Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at bethelchristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.